and ship it was dry, you know.
Yeah.
And you get in with the sheriff, you can sail with him, but you couldn't, he'd lock you up, you know. They
really?
Sent a ton of things you put. I got in with Mount Law, and he was a pretty good friend. Lost a damn job with Mill. I got poisoned. We stayed out and put that store away, and we about starved to death. Went nobody come along buy nothing much, paying rent on it. Hell, everybody come by them on overhead and whiskey. Everybody, oh, that's about on the side of the road selling whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dollar service station, about in Mississippi, you buy whiskey and everybody. No, I haven't got it. I got in my car, went down to Maine and bought me two cases. Paid $11 a case for them, sold for $24.50 a half pack. About a week, I done sold them out. I went back, got to about four cases that time. I kept on. I sold whiskey a year there before they ever caught. And they caught me fined the $35. And I said, from hell, I couldn't stand it. He said, well, if you're getting $40 a month, I'll let you go. I told him all right. I said, hell, if I won't do that, if my wife would cry and raise hell, and mama come over there and she tried to make her go home, well, I don't know, they raised all kinds. Hell, about 3 years, I had these two trucks on the road running out of Kentucky,
yeah,
from Louisiana, and I done bought this damn place over here. That's the way I got on my damn foot feet, you know, got this land, built all these houses and things. Selling whiskey.
Yeah. What would you make now? Did you make it?
No, I sell government whiskey. That's after Roosevelt come in. You know, the legalized whiskey. Legalized all in Memphis and elsewhere but Mississippi. Mississippi and Oklahoma the last two folks that ever legalized whiskey in the United States. Oklahoma was last, Mississippi the next two last. More whiskey in both states than it was in the State of the Union. The damn law would make you pay off the set. They didn't legalize, whiskey ain't been legalized in Mississippi about 10 years.
Huh.
They got state stores here now, states in the whiskey business. They put us out of the whiskey business, states in the whiskey business. You ever been the whiskey you buy in Mississippi, you got to buy it from the state. State wholesale, state runs. And I think it's $1,800 license for a year to sell it. And then you have to buy it from the state. It's the worst thing you ever said. I don't charge $26 million. Man, I ain't gonna drink none of them. I ain't drank a drop of whiskey since 66. I drank beer though and wine. I make my own wine, no beer, drink. I got a permit from the government to make 200 gallons a year. I don't drink that much. I give some of it away. Sometimes I don't even make about 100, 150 gallons.
That's some nice stuff you got. Nice looking. I mean, in other words, how do you make out of
the
grapes, right? You raise your own grapes?
No, I buy it. Go to Memphis and get them. Off the fruit stand. They come from Arkansas.
I did.
I got a friend of mine up there, I get them from the same, you know, man brings them over there. He calls me when he gets them. And I go up there.
Lock on.
Get five or six bushels.
Five or six bushels?
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, they used to make what was they made? I mean, old Mr. told me down around Hawkham, I mean, they had...
Oh, they made, gosh, homemade whiskey.
Yeah, they had
wildcat whiskey still, they call it. Made it out of sugar and rye and... I don't know what it made. I never made no whiskey.
Make homebrew? Around some folks would make that whiskey.
Yeah, I make homebrew. I like homebrew.
You do?
Yeah, I'd rather have it in this other kind of beer. Getting malt off hard to get hold of now.
Yeah.
You got to get somebody to order for you. They don't keep it in no store as much.
Yeah. Now, where did you keep your horses? And you have a place where you kept your horses?
Yeah, kept them in a barn. Big barn built for them. Stables in there.
Mm-hmm. And the
mules too.